Our next guest, his team is making winning look easy. I know it isn't, especially to do it 14 times in a row. But the Edmonton Rush have done that, and they have now clinched first place overall in the entire league. They have a home floor advantage throughout the playoffs. Their first home playoff date will be Friday, May 16th. They win that series, then they will host in the second round on Friday, May 30th, both games at Rexall Place. Head coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. Your team, you know, I've had you on every week, and usually you're pretty satisfied with the effort. I think safe to say this is maybe the first game of the year where you said, you know what, we didn't play very well.
Yeah, it's pretty hard when you know, we accomplished something pretty special for this organization. You know, we clinched first overall with still four games remaining, but I couldn't go in there and blow smoke up their proverbial you-know-whats and tell them how great we were, because we weren't very good. And we were kind of in spurts, but certainly not 60 minutes, and we need to play better going forward if we want to reach our ultimate goal of winning a championship and getting through the playoffs. So it wasn't our best effort of the season, that's for sure.
What didn't you like about your game?
I thought we were lazy in transition at times. We didn't step up very well. They scored some transition goals, and we let easy shots go. And clearly, it was after, you know, playing about a quarter against them, it was pretty clear that was their plan, to try and play fast on us and run some transition against us, probably knowing that we're a pretty good 5-on-5 team. And that part of it I didn't like. So, and I thought on offense we were, you know, teams they played a pretty good defensive game. They packed it in tight on us. However, no different than Rochester plays against us, where we managed to get inside on them. It just becomes more. It's harder. You know, you need to work harder at getting to the middle of the floor, and we just weren't willing to do that. And we settled for a lot of perimeter stuff. And I thought we took some bad penalties too, in times in the game when we probably could have ran away with it. We took penalties that were what I consider to be lazy penalties, which are holding penalties and things like that. And then we also had opportunity in our power play to put the game away, and I thought we stood around a little bit and didn't really move our feet. So just not as consistent an effort as we've had recently. But again, sometimes a needed wake-up call, and fortunately it wasn't a loss that was a wake-up call for us. It was a win with not our best game of the year.
Derek, it was 7-5 in the first half. You're leading. Then you score four goals in a minute 48. It's 11-5, 3 minutes into the second half. And I think everybody in the building was like, okay, well, they got 14 in a row. Did you sense maybe for the first time all year your team let up?
Yeah. Let up and also played tight for some reason, you know, which was strange. We started dropping balls uncharacteristically, and maybe it was let up too, but also maybe it was, you know, we've got this opportunity here to clinch first overall, and maybe we started playing a little bit tight. I don't really know. Kind of like almost to use the comparison of a tennis player who goes up two sets to nothing and then loses the third set, and then he starts to play a little bit tight. I mean, I saw a little bit of that too, and but we got through it, and we, you know, 11-5 or whatever it was, with almost a half a game to go in lacrosse is a lot of time. So we started sitting on it way too early, and they caught up to us, and we had to scratch and claw to even get the win.
Curtis Knight scores a huge goal for you. It's 11-10 that gets you that. It would turned out to be a pretty big insurance goal. Derek, there's a lot of talk about Mark Matthews, and rightfully so. He's leading your team in points. Corey Conway's having a career year for them. But Curtis Knight's tied for the team lead in goals with Zach Gerard. He seems to be that quiet, unassuming guy who always gets 4 or 5 points.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. You know, he doesn't say a lot. He's not necessarily flashy, but he's always the guy that seems to get to the middle, and you know, he scored that goal right in front of the net where he quite often ends up, and you know, he's always the guy that gets repossessions and gives our offense another opportunity, and he does a really good job of slowing down transition with you know, forechecking up the floor and creating some problems for the other team to transition the ball. So he just quietly goes about his business. You know, he scores well on the power play and does well on the 5-on-5 game. So he's just a great kid to have around, and you know, he just goes about his business and doesn't really. Like I said, he's not flashy, or you know, he doesn't have big celebrations. He's just a quiet kid who does his job. He's just a joy to have, pleasure to have on our team for sure.
Head coach and GM of the Rush, Derek Keenan, joins us. They clinch first place in the entire league with a 12-11 victory over Colorado. Derek, you've got a home floor advantage. Everything is locked up now with four games to go. What becomes the focus for your team? You know, because you will have a bye week at the end of the season, so I'm guessing you're likely not going to rest guys.
No, we can't really afford to do that in our league. You know, even we don't play enough. I mean, if we had a whole bunch of games in the next few weeks, for sure we might consider it. But you know, we want to continue to build and continue to try and get better in certain areas. You know, like what can we do this week on offense to be more consistent? 5-on-5, you know, we want to focus on shutting off transition and those little things. You know, I think at some point Brody McDonald needs to play, though. That would be certainly part of the plan going forward here, because, you know, you never know when you might need him. And he hasn't played a game, hasn't played a minute since the end of January when he came in Vancouver and basically shut the door. So he needs to get in the net. So that'll be part of the plan, but for the most part, it's you know, a regular lineup, continue to work on things we need to work on, and keep, stay sharp, and you know, keep playing and try to get better and add some things.
So this weekend would seem an obvious one because it's back-to-back, and I think a tougher back-to-back, Derek, because, you know, the flight from Colorado to Calgary, it's not like you have a charter where you fly out after the game Friday night. Are you a big guy? Do you look at the sleep patterns? Will you take a later flight on Saturday so guys can maybe, you know, get to the hotel and sleep after the game Friday, or do you still get up with that early 5 a.m. wake-up call for the 7 a.m. flight?
Yeah, the guys like the earlier one, actually.
Okay.
They're typically not going to sleep a lot after the game anyway, so they like to get into Denver or wherever you're going early and then sleep and get their food during the day and be prepared that way. And we've had success doing that. This team has done well on back-to-backs, even with a flight. I think it's a lot of it to do with the fact they're young and they can handle that. And you always have the option of putting in a couple of fresh bodies on the second day as well, and that sometimes works well. I mean, I thought it worked well in Toronto. We put Sarcetti in. He gave us a little bit of energy, so we have that option as well. But, yeah, we'll try and get out of there early, I think, and get into Calgary as early as we can. The guys can rest and get their food and be prepared to go for Saturday night.
So if you were going to go with McDonald, would you go on the first night for a guy who hasn't played, or would you go on the back-to-back, the second night?
Maybe the first night, but I haven't really got to talk to my coaching staff about it. I think we're in agreement we're going to do it. We just got to decide which game, and, you know, we have Calgary technically back-to-back, so we could also split those two games up as well. We haven't decided yet, but he definitely needs to get in the net, and he's earned it too. He's been great. He doesn't say a peep. He's a good soldier, and he really supports the whole team and Aaron, and he's been a really good good team guy. So, and he's a good goalie. You know, we know he can play. So he needs to get in there and take some shots under pressure and get up to game speed.
Derek Keenan joins. Derek, looking as the GM, I'm going to ask you to switch from your coach hat to your GM hat now. You guys currently likely are going to have three of the top 10 picks in the draft because you own your first round pick, you own Philly's first round, and you also have a compensatory pick from Ryan Ward, which is based on his production, and he's going to be a top 15 guy. So I'm guessing that's going to be a first rounder, which comes at the end. You would have three picks, and your team is very young. Do you look at likely trying to make moves to you know, acquire picks later, you know, a year or two down the road from now? Are you looking big picture already for your team?
Yeah, we do look at it already. I mean, we're short term, you know, here to try and win a championship, but I really like what we have, and we have to consider this too. We have Corey Small coming back.
Yep.
And you know, he's a pretty good player, and you know, so we expect him to come back and healthy and produce. like he's done. You know, he's a guy that just continued to get better every year, unfortunately with the setback this year, but you know, we expect him to continue to play at a high level. So it's 2015 is a fabulous draft. 2014 is okay, not nearly as strong as even this year was, this past season, the 2013 draft, but 2015 is probably 12 to 15 guys deep with blue chip players, and I'm not kidding you, it's just that good. It's just one of those years, and so we may be inclined to, you know, move one or two of them and see if we can stock up for 2015, especially if we're fortunate enough to win a championship. And you know, it would be pretty difficult to have the kind of year we're having. I mean, we're undefeated, we're 14-0, and you know, who knows what's going to happen the remaining four, but and go on and potentially win a championship and then make a whole bunch of changes. So but it's down the road, and it's, you know, it's something we talk about, but it's not our focus right now. Of course, our focus is what's going to happen here in the next couple months or month and a half. So, but you know, it's, those are nice things to talk about though as well, because they kind of are good luxuries to have, that we have young assets and we have a future assets in our pocket as well.
Well, Derek, continued success, looking to go 15-16 and 0 this season in Colorado and Calgary on the weekend. As always, appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jason.